Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Are We Tuned In?
So we have our Old Testament reading, and bear with us, it's a little bit long this morning.
Oh, rebellious children, says the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but against my will, adding sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my counsel, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore, the protection of Pharaoh shall become your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. For though his officials are at Zoan, and his envoys reach to Hanas, everyone comes to shame through a people that cannot profit them, that brings neither help nor profit, but shame and disgrace. An oracle concerning the animals of the Negev. Through a land of trouble and distress, of lioness and roaring lion, of viper and flying serpent. They carry their riches on the backs of donkeys and their treasures on the humps of camels to a people that cannot profit them. For Egypt's help is worthless and empty. Therefore, I have called her Rahab who sits still. Go now, write it before them on a tablet and inscribe it in a book, so that it may be for a time to come as a witness forever. For they are a rebellious people, faithless children, children who will not hear the instruction of the Lord, who says to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us what is right. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy illusions, leave the way, turn aside from the path, let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you reject this word and put your trust in oppression and deceit and rely on them, therefore this iniquity shall become for you like a break in a high wall, bulging out and about to collapse, whose crash comes suddenly in an instant. Its breaking is like that of a potter's vessel that is smashed so ruthlessly that among its fragments not a sherd is found, for taking fire from the hearth or dipping water out of the cistern. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. But you refused and said, no, we will flee upon horses, therefore you shall flee, and we will ride upon swift steeds, therefore your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee the threat of one, at the threat of 5 you shall flee, until you are left like a flagstaff on top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our New Testament is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, 1 to 12.
John the Baptist beheaded. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, this is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother's wife, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered him a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of this oath and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, who carried it to her mother. John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm just going to say a few minutes, a few thoughts, and if there is something that you yourself want to bring, do so. In Advent, we have this Advent wreath in our church with five candles, four on the outside and one in the middle. And they all have a meaning. Some is about themes like hope and joy, but also some is about areas of the Bible. And I didn't check really, but I think I'm correct in saying that the first candle starts with the patriarch, which are the main figures like Abraham and Moses of the Old Testament, moving then to the second candle, which is the prophets, and John the Baptist being the last of the prophets. And so in our first reading, we have a major prophet, Isaiah, which has a lot to do with the prediction of the coming of who we now know, Jesus Christ. The title was the Messiah. And but prophets also had that task to bring the people back to the covenant, to the law of Moses, to the way of life that would bring peace and would bring prosperity to Israel. And time again, the nation decided that or they would keep part of it and then do other things that they thought was maybe more interesting, or they would completely reject the whole of it and would follow other systems of beliefs. And at the time, there was kind of centered around various foreign gods and practices of the time. So that's the context of this passage of Isaiah speaking to Israel's saying that they are putting their trust in the wrong places, and in particular here in the wrong place of Egypt. And he receives words from God to say that, but they don't want to hear about it. And it brings me the thoughts in our days. How do we pray for people that are in positions of influence, but also to those in the churches like myself, who are teaching, preaching, leading a church, and when there are words that needs to be said that might not be easy, that might be risky, but that needs to be said for the sake of the health of the church or the health of a faith community. So prophecy today, yes, it is to encourage, to build up, but at times when we lose our way, we also need to hear voices that might be hard to listen to, but that are necessary so that we live in a way that truly honors God, and that we truly reflect his character in our community. And for me, what really springs is, and what warms my heart, is that for about a good year and a half now, we've been kind of guided to slow down and to take time in prayer and in contemplations, to be in God's presence, to learn to listen to him again. And that there is this promise that God is a gracious God. He wants to direct, he wants to give us life, he wants to strengthen us to be fruitful. And there is a lot in the New Testament about being fruitful, but fruitfulness comes with abiding in that relationship with Jesus and listening to him. God wants to show us mercy, but he's also a God of justice. And when there are things in our lives or in the lives of the faith community that are not right, he can't really bless as he would like to bless us. So what does it mean for us in our lives to be still in step with? And I like this idea of a radio. And if God's channel is 105.7, I wonder where we are at St. James. Are we in 95.8, you know, quite far from being tuned in? Or are we in the 105, but not really 105 or 7? I don't know. Sometimes I feel I'm more like in the 60.5. And I need a lot of tune in. But what does it mean to be tuned in and to be following God and to be trusting in the right things and to be waiting on him and to follow his guidance? That was the problems with Israel at the time. They were following the wrong things, and they were trusting in the wrong powers. So what will it mean for us to wait upon the Lord? And it might direct us in risky places where we might feel out of our depth. And maybe that's always the best, as we then hold on God's strength and God's ability to break through. But for John the Baptist, he was faithful to God, and his ministry was a challenging ministry to bring back the people of Israel to their allegiance to God, to their covenant. And he was not afraid not just to speak to Israel, but to all the rulers, even in authority. And that brought him into prison, and at the end actually brought him to be decapitated, because his words were not welcomed. They were words of truth that were not welcome in places of power. So I thought to pray for those who have the courage and integrity to speak words of truth in places of power, even if it costs them a lot. And they're not always Christians. There might be people with strong beliefs around the world that for justice stand up. Around the world, we all know stories of people who are imprisoned or in house arrest, because they are speaking truth to powers when there is corruption, when there is wrong things, who speak and stand for justice. And the whole movement of young people speaking truth to power with global warming, we can pray for that generation, that they will grow also as people of integrity. The pressure must be very great on some of them, who becomes very popular and might be in danger of compromising their beliefs and what they're fighting for. So that's one of my thoughts of today. If there is something you would like to share, do so. Maybe a verse or a passage that you felt was encouraging or a challenge for you.
It's not included in the readings today, but what popped into mind was the Proverbs 4 or something, trust in the Lord and all you do. Seek
all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
Seek him first in all you do and he will show you the way. And sort of sums it up really.
And there is a famous passage of Jesus who says, come to me all you are weary and tired, and learn from me. And it's meeting this idea of learning from Jesus how to live and how to do life. Well, let's pray today for the day, for its task, for the world and our needs and its needs, and the church, and in particular for those who are in places of influence, that they will be strengthened, those who have a heart for justice and for truth, and that they will be strengthened today. So thank you for your word. That is a word that reflects the whole reality of life. And at time, a family, a community, a church, a region, and nations can be in a much better place as they're turn their hearts to you and learn to live the life that you want us to live. And at times it can be in a very bad place.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.